I would find myself in very dreary circumstances. Seems my place of work had been replicated on the real side, and there was I, executing my duties. A few variations to my physical life level version of it. The layout, the colleagues that were there. Also, I was working on the day shift, whereas normally I am a night worker. Anyway, in the midst of all this thrillingness, suddenly there was a meeting that was called. We were all to attend. Initially, I couldn't be bothered and continued with my work. But then someone was deployed to fetch me. Seems it was important that I attend this meeting, and the reason became clear. The meeting was all about myself. Apparently, some nonsensical business about my not sorting out my taxes correctly had caused the entire chain of supermarkets to grind to a halt. I wasn't entirely sure how this could be so, and made my opinions on this absurdity known, but they persisted, and my inaction in this regard had adversely affected the wages of everyone throughout the stores. Naturally now, I was amongst rather a hostile crowd. At first, I considered doing something funny. I entertained the notion of transforming into some monster or other and give them a fright. Maybe something big and hairy with lots of teeth. I dismissed this idea and instead scrawled out my notice on the back of a shopping bag, along the lines of, "This is my leaving note, I'm leaving," and added a few insults that incorporated all of the angry individuals in my vicinity. Seems this wasn't enough. They wanted to go so far as to slay me. Naturally, I wasn't going to linger and be strung up or crucified or something. Thus, it was time to beat a retreat. I fled from my would-be executors and felt it prudent to head upward. It seemed that this version of my supermarket was multi-layered. I bolted upwards, ever ascending. The levels to this place seemed incalculable, my pursuers relentless and never far behind. I had an inkling to reach the top of this enormous building and launch myself from it. This wasn't a suicide bid. It was more that I had the impression this was what I must do to escape the clutches of my work colleagues. However, I would never determine if this would have been so. I was captured on one level of the building beneath my objective. I tried another transformational trick. I didn't become a monster. I changed into a female. My intention was to confuse, and perhaps that I was female, it would be harder for them to carry out their execution. I was trusting that the creative consciousness of humanity in regards to females being the fairer gender and far harder to exact harm unto was present. Perhaps a little naive in this respect, on hindsight, and this proved to be so, as they still intended to do me harm. I switched then to an exterior viewpoint, I was outside of the vehicle and regarding the scene. I began to manipulate the situation from this perspective. Surprised were the attackers as they found themselves hurled through the air, some blasted by magic blue fire, others made to levitate and remain thrashing in the air. But they were very focused on my demise, and despite my efforts and magical interventions, they succeeded in dispatching my vehicle. The scene faded, and I was once again in a similar place of dreariness, exemplified by a job along the same lines, and back again on the bottom level amongst the same individuals. They were the same, but in different body vehicles, as was I. They had no memory of what had transpired moments ago, but I had full recall. Then I awoke. So I would suggest that this building was the physical level, and my place of work representing the boring nature of this life level. Interesting how, in this experience, I worked by day instead of night, perhaps then suggesting the real light of the true reality encouraging me on, shining in my being as I recognize more and more of it. Suggesting then, as the process of awareness unfolds, as I become more with the ears, I would go about my business of earning more and more my awareness through sharings with others. Once again, this is met with hostility, generally, as most of creation do not want to wake up, and those that do present and share the ears are regarded with suspicion and disdain as they upset the delicate little created fantasy one-dimensional lives that most people have agreed and decided upon. Agitating them, or perhaps stimulating their own real selves, which in turn causes aggravation and a cognitive dissonance for their personal selves. And often then, this is directed upon those that are the source of their unsettlement. And so, in this dream, they conjure up some nonsense, some justification for my execution. And how many times do we see examples of this in creation? The whistleblowers and the aware being persecuted and imprisoned or eliminated for ridiculous, unfounded reasons. Initially, I was going to become a monster in this confrontation, perhaps getting a sense of where this was going. The real self handling the situation by any means necessary. But then, as we interject ourselves into the battle, we are rather agreeing to the idea that the created situation represents, a little like my robot dream, where the rebel robots were fighting the damaged robots. How everything has been geared toward battle, getting people embroiled in the fight, creating wars and conflicts for this very reason, to present distraction and a misdirection of focus from the all is. And so, individuals along their process of awareness become involved in created situations of this nature, they may pick the righteous side of good and battle evil, and yet, despite this supposed noble stance, they step out of the nowness of the is and become the effects of the ideas they have agreed to and are now taplined by. And so I didn't engage them and bite their heads off and all that. I fled instead. The building was very large and multi-layered. I suggest this represented the collective consciousness of humanity and how the programming of them reached throughout all the levels of the psych realms, from the physical to the ethereal, which indeed it does. Nowhere, then, is safe in creation. Maybe some areas better than others, but nevertheless, here came my programmed assassins, the unaware masses, chasing me across creation, and we see how even with being aware or being on the process of becoming so, creation is not safe. Maybe safer to a degree with awareness, but no guarantees, as here I was captured. I stepped completely into my awareness now, my real self, that which oversees my body vehicles, and as my female transformation failed to have the effect I was seeking, I took other measures. Creational manipulational defences were initiated. And yet, even despite this, my body vehicle was destroyed. This may not have mattered, as if I was aware enough and my vehicle taken out, assuming I had the recognition, I'd simply gallivant off to maybe the real universes. Alas, it seems I didn't go where I expected. I found myself back in creation and the physical level at that, in a new life and in more mundane boringness. It's possible then that I was doing fine up until the last scene. I didn't engage, get involved in battle, and lose my focus, and perhaps had I continued in this vein and simply allowed my demise, then I would have maybe not returned to creation. But evidently, I utilized the psychic sciences, magic and such, to a degree that I stepped out of the nowness, outside of my real self, and into my personal self, even though I had the objective view. And to be back with my personal self would have me back in creation, and the cause and effect laws apply, the effect being further lifetimes as the result of my magical dabblings, although the use of them was not frivolous. Seems there is a rather fine line and easy to step over it into the personal self and creation. Although I did retain full memory of what had occurred, and so was in a position where I would re-establish my connection to the is and proceed from where I left off, as I had full recall, and perhaps then would deal with the situation differently if similar were to occur again. It's a view and an experience, but in theory, if I have the awareness and am standing real, I am the decider, and anything I do in creation along the lines demonstrated in this dream is just experience, And if my real intent is maintained and my focus fixed on the is, cause and effect shouldn't apply. Suggests then I'm not quite there yet, and so I will still fall prey to cause and effect should situations as this come into my experience. Or it's simply another example of falling to the side due to getting embroiled in the fight, forfeiting the opportunity to be with the ears, although this was a direct attack and not something I chose to become a part of. Or perhaps a reminder, an over-exaggerated dream to instill the demonstration to not get involved in any confrontation on the physical level, as we all will get confrontation as we continue to share what we do, and if we engage emotionally, we step out of the nowness of the is and are momentarily back in cause and effect creation, therefore, and have to realign ourselves resultingly. And if this becomes frequent, we can spiral off into the personal self with all its ideas and emotional outpourings, and may get lost again in our created selves. We become engaged in this kind of interaction and lose our focus with the inevitable cause and effect and tapline consequences.
Yes, as you become more aware, you still have to deal with cause and effect creation, which is fine. This is where you, yes, the confrontation, yes, to present this to the world. Yes, it's a risk taker position. But at the same time, this is how you become more aware. It's not a passive, it's not being passive to where you kind of go hide out and it's all about you. See, again, that's the personal self. And this is where these passive paths, you might say they have failed. They work for a while. You know, we all went through the babysitters, but it's a new day. It's a new time. And those old things don't work. So, you know, people try to bring in the love idea and peace on earth and all these things. Well, that's cute. But realistically, deal with things as they really are, not just thinking that these things are going to just take care of everything, because we'll just spread the love and spread the peace and, oh, I love everything, etc. No, creation is still cause and effect. You're still the effect of it. And if you don't become more aware and pay attention to the true reality, yeah, because again, love is, and that's usually the personal love idea and the personal things that we go through. So, yeah, so again, confronting these things, you become more adept, don't you? Just like the adventures of James Bond and all the things that he goes through, from the adventure to the romance to getting the mission done, etc. So this is what's so cool about now and what I've been through too, and that is that, yes, I've been through these things, and I still deal with cause and effect all the time. That's just how it is. But I step up and I step into it. I completely step into it to do what we're doing, because there's a bigger picture here, and that is the demise of the world overall. So again, getting past that personal self where it's just about you, the me, me, me thing, to where you want to like save yourself or what have you. So in these situations, yes, you learn. But as we're doing the bigger picture here with what's going on in the planet and the solar system and the galaxy, because we got black holes here and it's sucking it all up. So yes, but in the meantime, you're going through these experiences and learning. So it's not just, you know, popping into the real universes. It's actually a purpose and a real purpose while we're here to provide something real. This is where we really become more aware right here through whatever is going on right now and facing the challenge. So, you're doing that, you stepped up, and that's why you're bothered by others, even old friends or whatever, sometimes family, but you're lucky your family has an understanding, which most don't. Mine have displaced themselves because, again, they want nothing to do with me. They like their personal self, but they don't see where they're at and the world is. But you do, so it's so cool. Yes, you have to write all these things down. But you're doing the videos and stuff like that, which is great, sharing this for the world. You're stepping up, and that's why you get the confrontations. So a lot of people are thinking that, well, gee, I don't want to be tap lined. I don't want to be hassled. I don't want to be chased. I don't want the reptilians coming after me. Well, guess what? The whole place is full of them. You're going to have to face it because running from them, it's not going to do it. There's no place to hide. And the boys can't back you unless you step up and have the courage to do something real. Then they can back you. That becomes your automatic protection. And then they start taking care of the tap lines and that. But if you go hide away and just it's all about you and you just don't want to be bothered, well, then you just gather dust. And so they can't do anything because you haven't stepped up. This is the time. This is why, you know, just like Pierce's experiences, sees what I'm doing on the real side, there's a much bigger picture going on here. This is the big surprise. Much, much bigger, because this planet, the solar system, is in huge jeopardy, and most people don't see it while they're walking around doing their little personal lives and doing the business world, etc. Again, 100% human farming here. There is no La La Land. It's 100% human farming. So you better figure it out right now, or again, just like your experience, you go into future lifetimes of even worse situations that are even more boring. Yeah. So thank you so much for that, Kevin. Great. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Dwayne. And for dream number two. Okay. In this dream, I was in the back garden to a house. It was, therefore, the subconscious, the place where all that is stored that is affecting us to this day is to be found. These are where all the unconscious agreements and emotional attachments do dwell, waiting to be acknowledged and released, if we should indeed wish to do so. Anyway, I was there with another individual, the individual I know on the physical level, but I won't reveal the identity. Also in the subconscious back garden was Dwayne. It must have been the subconscious of this other individual, as the experience was centered around, initially, the attitudes of this said individual. For the person was expressing their doubts as to Dwayne's authenticity. It was quite the tirade of accusation and character assassination. Dwayne would bear this abuse with patient, detached disinterest, as this person ranted and raved. As for me, I was there probably as a witness for what would transpire as the experience moved along. At this moment, I was rather embarrassed, as I could tell this was not only the genuine Dwayne with the impressions I had, but he had, as he always does when you encounter a real guide or Dwayne, have that presence of purity and sincerity that is undeniable. But evidently, you need a degree of awareness to discern this. If you fall too much into your personal self and disconnect from your real self and awareness, then what you encounter is filtered out with all your personal self-convinced ideas and considerations, as was the case with this individual. Anyway, not quite knowing what to do with myself as this berating continued, I decided to fly above the garden and around it just to pass the time. Probably the reason for my flying was to get above things, because as you step into another's subconscious or any arena, you can become aligned with it, and so it perhaps would be harder to remain connected to my real awareness if I remained on the ground and in the subconscious environment of this individual. Dwayne also was floating above the ground at about the height of the house. Then Dwayne, rather than argue his case or explain himself, he simply demonstrated himself for what he was. He began to glow with immense light, almost obscuring himself. It was vibrantly intense, and the true essence of his real beingness could not be dismissed or denied. I imagine even the most rigid, self-convinced, unaware person could not fail to recognize the awareness that this demonstration confirmed. And it was so that this individual realized his error and was most humble in the face of his misjudgment. The entire subconscious area now bathed in the light of Dwayne's being. Dwayne invited me to join him. I was somewhat overawed also. I descended to where he stood and was with him. We both stood in the light of our beingness, and it is difficult to put some things into words as they fail to afford justice. All I can say is that it was very real, and even an experience of how interaction occurs beyond creation in the true reality of the is, this being to being. It was a little overwhelming, and my personal self got a little over emotional, as on the real side experiences, we do carry the personal self with us. Sometimes it can interject itself and get involved, and usually not in the best beneficial way, as the real self, if allowed to take the reins, tends to know and act in accordance with our best interests. On this occasion, then, my personal self, along for the experience, was unable to contain its emotional self. But Dwayne would remind me of the personal self, and that it was here and present, and such things are apt to occur. Anyway, standing with Dwayne, we would then proceed to remove blocks, emotional attachments, and agreements to ideas from the individual. He also invited that I assist him, that I could see how this was done, and allowed me to remove some of the individual's attachments, also with his supervision. I was a little apprehensive at first, in case I did it incorrectly and maybe pulled out a wrong wire or something. I had an amusing inkling that due to an error of mine, the individual might awake on the physical and find himself only able to walk backwards, maybe. But that's where the experience would end, with Dwayne removing agreements and attachments, and me as his willing assistant. So all in all, a very vivid and intense experience. Certainly one for comparative purposes, as the experience was far more real than anything here on the physical. Everything here so very dull and washed out in comparison. Comparisons being what allow us to recognize the true reality better. And certainly, standing with someone, being to being, in the true light of their being-isness, that certainly is something way and beyond encounters with individuals on the physical, and so a further comparison can be drawn. The individual was on their process of awareness, but must have become stuck with a few ideas, perhaps reaching a point in their process where it was becoming very real for them. It was becoming a trifle scary for their personal self. And so, out of fear, the personal self was becoming prevalent and making its fear known by attacking Dwayne, the one presenting this opportunity. That's what it means to get through ourselves, as we must release all our attachments and agreements that bind us to creation, that prevent us from standing real with the ears, and that act as filters for our recognition of it. And so, as we proceed, we will hit endless stumbling blocks that are the ideas and attachments coming to the surface to be recognized and let go of. With a little perseverance and allowing and letting go, we will release them all with help from the guides and the New You song. But some are harder to budge than others, but only as hard, I suppose, as we allow them to be, as we cling on to them. If we cling onto them too much and refuse to let them loose, but we still sing the New You song, and thus our intent is still to become more aware and supersede creation, then we have quite the tug of war, the battle between the real self and the personal self. And often then this may manifest as the personal self getting attitudes, resentments, and becoming accusatory. Maybe even to the extent that an individual gets stuck with an uprooted idea, simply can't let it go, and falls back into the personal self and life entirely. In this case, it seems, as we were in this person's subconscious, I would bear witness to this person's struggle with the little self. Also, I would be witness to the actuality of Dwayne's real being, his real awareness, demonstrated in this experience. As I say, with genuine guides and the genuine Dwayne, this state of being can't be duplicated, even if imposters seek to look uncannily like them. The frauds simply cannot replicate this real being presence. But with this individual falling so much toward his irate personal self, stepping out of his real awareness and the ears, this would more have obscured the real self-vision and the impressions that would have made it clear that he was mistaken. So Dwayne ramped it up a bit, that it would be impossible for anyone, even with no awareness, not to recognize Dwayne and the awareness that he is. And his extreme real light illuminated all the recesses of this person's subconscious, shining the light into all the gloomy corners so that the ideas and attachments were better revealed, and it seems then the offer to remove them was ventured. This would be down to the individual to decide, as it is the free will of everyone to have, decide, and cling on to whatever ideas they wish. It seems the individual agreed, and it was so. Perhaps the agreements, ideas, or attachments that were the individual's current stumbling block were thus removed, and said person could continue on with their process, and an opportunity granted for me to assist with this procedure. I can't really describe what I did exactly, or what I saw. It was more impressions, as we were all immersed still in this tremendous light, but I knew I was doing this with Dwayne, almost like a novice electrician being shown the ropes. I was indeed privileged for such an opportunity to experience and participate in something new, and to bear witness and confirm again that Dwayne is indeed the genuine article, with no deceptions or agendas.
Our position, which is really cool and unique, aside from everything else that's going on in this world, is that, people use their literal self and what they've been used to. You know, even in the movies, when you see the so-called bad guys or the evil ones, many times there's this bright light that shines. That's because they purposely do that so that people are afraid of the light. And it's not about being that, it's recognition. And I'm going to back up a little bit here. When Paul, when I was back there too, and gave the spiritual exercises, and one of them was to, you know, listen for the sound, look for the light. What most people didn't realize is that that was not the real light. It couldn't be. It had to be, which was really information starting, the light of information, kind of like what goes through files or these things into our computer. It's really a lighter and energy. So the individual can first get information to graduate, to gradually understand. And so many people mistake this light for the real light and thinking whatever it is. But the real light is to be recognized. And so in this experience, which is really cool, thank you so much. Very humbling. Very, very humbling. And very sincere. And that is that at first it's unsettling many times to people because they don't recognize what it is. This is where it becomes too much. And it is recognizing this reality. Now, this is what I call perceiving. All right. Now, Paul called it, had his own term, and he used direct perception, all right, of this. But realistically, that's more in something, an idea or consciousness of creation. And because that's what Paul was presenting at the time, he was the babysitter to just kind of get things ready for people and baby them along. But now becomes the true reality, because it has to be that for what we're experiencing here and how dark this world and how dark creation has become through all the eons. And we are in a particular creation here. There are endless creations, but we happen to be in this one right here, and it really doesn't matter. And so things are happening. So I see that that the individuals here that are going through all this unconsciousness, like this person here, it is worth it to take the time to see if they will step up. That's the idea. Something was seen there that they would have the possibility, and you saw that too, how the agreement comes about. They must agree, they must decide, they must see it to be okay to make the next step. They must take the risk. And this is what this is. This is a real risk-taker position, to see something that, no, you cannot decide or define. It is that being to being, very real. And this is where it is far too real. But, you know, you're there, you're deciding it, you're seeing how this is taking place. And, you know, right now with what is going on with the world, and we're going into 5G and everything else, and we got poisons and HARP and everything else are bombarding us in this human farming, it's do or die. So it's either step up and get past your la-la land personal life, or come back again, because it's a twinkling of an eye and boom, you're back. And this life will pass fast. But very, very good, Kevin. Yeah, if you could, if you wrote that out, I'd really like to put that in this book too. That's just terrific. Very good, simple example. And yes, you are the witness. Very important person. And as people, you know, again, I know people are struggling to have certain experiences, but it is the recognition that is the most important thing. It's not like, oh, gee, I want an experience with Rebazaar or something. Yes, I point to Rebazaar. I constantly do this. Yes, see what happens. But it is recognizing that reality. So it's just like a job you go to. It's more than, oh, gee, I got the job, and I'll just go to the job, and you just don't sit there and be duh. You just like do whatever. No, you learn to recognize what to do. And then from there, creatively enhance it, you know, for yourself and others. That's why we're here. So, but again, most people are, you know, chasing the thrills. They're not interested, etc. You know, they just want what they want for the personal self, which is understandable. That's not good or bad. Nothing is negated. It's a matter of choice. So, you know, people are looking for freedom. There is none here. Real freedom has to be recognized for what it is, and actually becomes more than you can even consider it to be, which is so cool.
This was, again, a very intense and vivid experience, and followed on the heels of the one I had where I was assisting Dwayne in the removing of agreements in an individual's subconscious. Seems I was given another opportunity. It was, again, all impressions, and so falls the task of bringing the impressions back from the real side to the physical and converting them into a literal narrative that can be relayed. Not always easy, it can be said. I was under the watchful eye of Dwayne, or a real guide. I'm uncertain as to which, or it may have been Dwayne and a guide, or both. Again, it was all impressions, and again, I can discern them as the genuine beings, as their awareness afford them a tremendous, undeniable presence, like a real light aura of the all is, that no clone, hologram, or shape-shifting fakester can replicate. Anyway, the experience was very vivid, as I say, but it was rather the difficulty fathoming out and literalizing what was going on. Seems I was being given the floor to display creational manipulating ability, as far as I could tell, but on a far vaster scale than ever before. We can all manipulate creation. We do it every day. Our wants and desires are projections that bring us what we seek. Unfortunately, in creation, our manipulation of it as a reflective bubble for our needs has with it the cause and effect principle, which has us restricted and stuck in creation resultingly. In the real universes of the seventh level, manipulation occurs without cause and effect, and in the all is, there is no need for free will manipulation, as everything is, and we can't add anything to that, or we cannot be with it. If one is standing in the new nowness of the is anywhere in creation, and what they manipulate is of a benefit for awareness of oneself or others, then this will not carry cause and effect consequences any longer, as our real intent is set, and the karma is absent consequently. So maybe then, in the new nowness of the is, wherever I was in this real side experience, I was being allowed to perform a grand manipulation. The impression was for no other reason than simply for practice purposes. But evidently it is perhaps a prelude to things to come down the line of potentially a beneficial awareness-enhancing nature. Then it wouldn't be a frivolous cause and effect-inducing exercise. Besides, I was with the guides and Duane, so all was well. Seems I was somewhat unprepared for my grand demonstration, as though it were expected of me, but somehow I hadn't been aware of it until this moment, and was rather put on the spot. Possibly I had been briefed as to the upcoming exercise, but perhaps inadvertently slipped out of the degree of awareness required to recognize this, and so I had literally forgotten. My real self knew, but the message lost in translation. My personal self dropping the real self letter down a drain by accident or something. Anyway, so here I was, with no preparation, but I proceeded. It seems I had the liberty of deciding the nature of my performance, and executing it any way I wanted. I at least knew the degree of magnitude expected of my manipulation, and seemed I knew how to do it too, my real self at the wheel, or the little personal self, if present more so, wouldn't know what was going on, or how to do what was to come next. I created what I can only describe as a universe. It was such a vivid experience too. I brought forth stars and star systems. I created spiraling galaxies and solar systems of planets, bringing it all to life and exacting all the electromagnetic laws. I chose to mesh it all together. It was all rather fascinating. Seems I simply could do this, and maybe my creation was enough. But a little of my personal self crept in, almost a teeny glimmer of ego, perhaps the want to impress. I was adding ideas then to my real self, standing with the is state of being, and so my perfect created universes, that was a reflection of my real beingness with nothing added, which should have sufficed as my demonstration, became something else. In my teeny whiff of arrogance, I created an anti-universe, everything opposite to that of my other universe. The matter that comprised each would be completely opposed to each other. My objective was to bring both universes together, and should I do so, they would both be completely destroyed. However, as I would bring these opposing universes into proximity with each other, I was creating a third. The third universe was of such a design and electromagnetic structure that it would almost neutralize the harmful effects each universe would cause to the other, almost as a buffer, And so I believed I could bring then all three universes together, merge them, and they would become one. But at this point, as I say, my personal self had crept in and had added to what would be my perfect absolute demonstration, a demonstration that can only be so if I stood 100% with my real self with the is. And I had thus miscalculated, and everything became quite the mess and descended into chaos. A guide stepped in and dispelled my creation, and it was no more. I stood before the guide, or Dwayne, or both, or several of them, standing like rather a naughty schoolboy, having stolen the teacher's apple or something. One of the guides was a little stern, I remember, and I received a breakdown of what I did and how it went wrong, and the interjection of my personal self that caused the problem. And yes, I should have stopped with the initial universe, but was trying to impress them. And this idea, this want to impress, and the hint of ego that was another idea activated, did indeed have me not entirely with my real being isness, and this was exemplified in the result. There was much dialogue, but it's not always easy to recall it all, or bring it all back to the physical life level and make sense of it, to literalize it into words that can be expressed. One guide a little stern, but the others seemed more amused, and all in all, another new experience for me. Certainly a comparison between physical level mundane dreariness and experiences with all the filters of the psych realms and the layers of ideas that encapsulate them removed. Can't say I've ever created anything on such a scale before, but seems it is a part of whatever I am doing with the guides on the real side. I perhaps lack the recognition to fully grasp its implications at this moment, but it was pretty far out. The real self certainly knows all manner of things, if allowed to do so, and again, a valuable lesson and reminder to keep the personal pesky self out of it. But I suppose, were I standing real in the real universes of the is, I wouldn't have a personal self, so that wouldn't be an issue. Then again, the guides have personal vehicles they activate throughout creation for their sharings and awareness-bolstering demonstrations that they provide. So when they manipulate creation for beneficial reasons, they must to be careful to not allow the personal self, if it is present, wherever they happen to be, from interceding and messing up what they are trying to achieve. After this experience, prior to waking, I had a lengthy dialogue with Dwayne too, again unable to bring the specifics back with me, and as I tried focus on the words, it brought me out of alignment with the scene every time, and I had to just be and let go for it to return. But again, as my recognition and awareness continues on, I may learn of the words somewhere down the road. I find that if I struggle to hear words, I am effectively trying to strain with my physical senses, which focuses me on my physical vehicle and brings me out of alignment with the life level the interaction is occurring on. Because naturally, we can only use the ears on the physical life level. All other life levels are recognitions and more impressions. So if I can't hear words or dialogue, I must lack the awareness or recognition to be completely able to discern the life level the dialogue is taking place on. The trick is then to stop trying, to just be and see, and that in that case, that is the best you can hope to receive by way of the experience according to the awareness and recognition you have.
Again, terrific, Mr. Kevin. Very sincere of you to share that, very humbling. Thank you so much. It's very important. You are the witness, young man, and you did fine. And I would say that it might have been Rebzer Paul kind of saying things a little bit up front because I let them do it, and it is rather humorous. We're all fine. We're all kids, really, in life, and we're just going through what we're going through, and it's all okay. Especially the best part, though, is that when you really start to recognize this more so than the ideas that we have come to know, and that's why I use the sun, you know, learn to recognize what it is demonstrating. Okay? So the emotions, the this and that, the happiness, the hearing, and all these things, seeing beyond your seeing, your physical eye, but you use that too. So you align that and learning to recognize that. It's very important. So in a real position, yes, it is that recognition, and I go by pure sincerity. And that is that as you learn to recognize your own intent more so than just things you want for the personal self, because that's going to take place anyhow. All right, you're going to go shopping, you're going to go to the movies, you're going to do whatever, okay? Find your relationships, fine, that's your personal self. But through all these lifetimes, now here's a real opportunity like never before. And you decide how you want to see and be it. And that's what I call UP, universal positioning. You decide how you're going to position yourself with this. And guess what? What's so cool about it is that you become everywhere. You don't have to travel. That's the old thrill-seeking idea, you know, astral projection, soul travel, remote viewing. That's fine, and you can still do those things, okay? These things occur, but overall, it's awareness. You practice recognizing this isness. And the best part is how you can learn to see it without words and ideas or considerations. But it's real. It's so real. It's everything. And it penetrates everything. But you have to decide how to see that. So again, thank you so much for sharing that. You're such a cool guy for showing up and having the courage to do this and all the funny things you go through. It's terrific. We all go through this. I do too. I do funny things. Sometimes I'm trip over myself here because of how the personal self is and how restricted we are. But the world is what's taking place, and I'm not going to sit here and watch the world burn. So this is why I create the projects to try and get people's attention. Very, very real. And as you, as you have these experiences and you just simply, you don't need the notoriety, you don't need the ego. You just, like a child, you just be sincere with providing something that makes sense the best you can with the whole of life. It is so cool. That becomes everything. You see, then you don't need all these little things anymore. You don't need these things that reflect the personal self. And eventually, the personal self doesn't exist. You are all awareness, and you are free to be wonderful every single moment. that is a real life. It's better than going to a place like after death. You go to some place in creation that's really nice and pretty and wonderful, and you're with all your friends and you're just happy and whatever. That's only going to last so long, just like here. And that's fine. But that's not it. It's a lot better. And who will take the risk to see that? Well, you're doing it. Thank you so much for sharing that.